Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cakes on a one-man junk show on a Friday. You know what? We'll extend open line Thursday into Friday, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. I mean, we were trying to set the bar super high yesterday for good calls to kick off 2025. I think we'll just accept mediocre to good calls today. I mean, with these extenuating circumstances, it was a two-man show. Now you got a one-man show heading into the weekend. You got John Feinstein coming up at 8, Scott Abraham at 9, anchor and sports director for ABC7. We'll talk Commanders with him, and we'll close out the show with our pal Kevin McCarthy at 9:40. Need to remind 106.7 The Fan listeners, Grant and Danny's Field Trip Friday series continues as they return to Craft House Fairfax. They'll broadcast live from 2 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. at Craft House Fairfax today. Come hang out as they get you ready for Washington's regular season finale versus Dallas. You can get all the details at thefandc.com/events. All right, let's get into the Junk's sports page from last night. We will lead with the Washington Capitals. They drop a home decision, 4-3 overtime. They fall to the Minnesota Wild, but they do grab a standings point, so that is a slight positive in a home loss. This is the first of 5 of 6 at Capital One Arena for the Washington Capitals. On the scoring sheet for the good guys, of course, Alex Ovechkin. He pots number 871 of his career. Tom Wilson gets his 15th. And Martin Fairvari, he chips in with a goal as well. He also has a chipped tooth, kind of like Eric Bickle, because somebody stuck a stick into his mouth and basically cut one of his teeth in half. So he's going to need some dental work, much like one of my Junk's cohorts. So Fairvari, he definitely is going to have a chiclet repaired. But the Caps drop one at home, 4-3 against the Minnesota Wild. Let's move on to college football. The postponed game between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Georgia Bulldogs in New Orleans went down yesterday, 4 p.m. kickoff. A game dominated by the Irish. The Irish now 13-1. Georgia's season ends. They were the 2 seed here. Notre Dame was the 7 seed, 23-10 final, despite Riley Leonard passing for just 90 yards in the win.
Well, he was running for his life. Not for his life. I mean, it was almost like design runs. Seemed like every other play.
Right.
But Notre Dame, I mean, people always say they choke in these big games. Mm-hmm. I don't think people gave much of a shot yesterday, but right. They were super impressive. Their defense was locked in. And Marcus Freeman, I mean, that guy's just a dream head coach.
Yeah, so now the Irish will face off against Penn State in one of the semifinals, and that guarantees that an African-American head coach will coach for the national title as one of those two teams will advance.
Hey, big fan of 4 o'clock kickoffs, by the way.
Who isn't? Love them.
I actually hated that.
You did?
What am I going to watch at 8 o'clock? It was like Ole Miss and Duke. I who cares about that?
I mean, you could have watched...
Maybe the Caps.
Caps, random NBA. I know you're not going to watch that. What else could you have watched?
You think since it was at 4 o'clock, it took some of the pageantry out of it, or you just didn't have anything to watch at 8?
Clearly, difficult circumstances that moved the game.
Of course. It's not...
I think I watched Juror Number 2 last night after it was over.
What did you think of Juror Number 2?
I'm only halfway through it.
Oh, okay. Because I saw the entire movie. I wanted to do a mini review with you if you'd seen it.
I mean, my hunch is that this guy's going to turn himself in. The guilt's going to overtake him, I don't know. halfway through.
Okay.
They still haven't come to a verdict yet.
Okay.
Not
is,
bad.
Is anybody
it's
in
on Max,
is,
if you care.
Is anyone in on the second season of Squid Game at this point?
Yes.
I've only watched one episode, but my oldest son is like 4 or 5 episodes ahead. He's raving about it.
I'm in.
You're in? You're just
so in.
You're so in.
Yes.
Is the old man still in it?
No old man.
I'm only one episode in. I don't know.
No old man.
I'm early on in Squid Game 2.
Is the main character
still in? Yeah, that guy's still in.
Yeah. He's still in there.
First episode's a little bit of a show.
I mean, I know. Oh, it's definitely one.
It's very
rock paper scissors minus one.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a
rock
lot
paper scissors plus one.
There's a lot of
minus one.
A lot of high risk games going on. At least in episode one, maybe like reverse Russian roulette. Sorry if I spoiled that for anybody. So instead of one bullet going in the chamber, there's 5 bullets out of 6, which greatly reduces your chance of blowing your head off, which isn't great. Not sure how we got there in the middle of the junk sports page. Let's try to get back on track. College hoops, the Terps go out west. Drop 175-69 to Washington. Terps are now 1-2 in the Big Ten, as are the Huskies. Rare down game for Derek Queen. 1-for-7 from the field last night.
And Gillespie, both of them. Awful.
Just 18 minutes. Juju Reese with 22 to try to keep the Terps close, but they drop that West Coast game to Washington. I haven't looked at their schedule. I think they stay
out there.
They have
and they
to
play,
be playing some of the other West Coast teams. Or, right?
They play Oregon next, which is a – I was already chalking that up as a loss.
Right.
And I was hoping that they beat Washington.
Okay.
But it losing to Washington when you have Oregon on deck, not a good sign.
Right. So they're still 11-3 overall. We'll have to see how the rest of this West Coast trip
It's very weird because if you look at like CBS's rankings and you look at KenPom's rankings, they are very favorable for the Terps. I think they were like in KenPom's, they were up to number 11 or number 14.
Right.
Because on paper, they look very, very good analytically. Mm-hmm. Now, they really haven't played that many hard opponents. But they look amazing when they're beating up all these scrubs.
Wasn't Kevin Willard, and then the AP poll, they're not even sniffing the AP poll. Wasn't Kevin Willard just a few weeks ago basically saying KenPom doesn't know S? You know, like or just
he was, and then he didn't realize Ken Pomeroy was his biggest ally.
Yeah, KenPom loves the Terps, loves Kevin Willard. So maybe there's a turnaround brewing.
Well,
there.
When you beat down on crappy opponents, of course you're margin of victory is going to look great.
Right.
But this is a bad loss.
It's going to elevate you. It's going to make you look better. All right, so let's move on to the NBA. Sources indicate Jimmy Butler has indicated to the Heat that he wants out. He wants the team to trade him, league sources told ESPN. Butler does not plan to give the Heat a list of favored destinations. He's open to playing anywhere other than Miami and believes he can make any team a contender, no matter where he is moved. So Jimmy Butler, who's been a big piece of that Heat culture turnaround, indicates he wants out.
He's 35. You know, what do you say? I want my joy back. I mean, he can definitely help a team that's a contender. He just, I don't know. They've kind of, Spoelstra for years, he's been the glue guy. Like, right. They never really have these issues.
Right.
And now the Heat aren't as good, and he wants out. But still, mm-hmm. I mean, he can definitely help one of these teams that needs to get over the top. I'm not sure the teams so far they're talking about. I think I saw the Warriors and maybe the Rockets might be good fits for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd like to see him get out of there, though.
All right, so NBA vet Jimmy Butler may be on the move, indicating he wants a trade away from Miami. I did let the listeners know they're welcome to call throughout this one-man show, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Andre. He's checking in from Manassas. Andre,
hey, Cakes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Listen, I may be the first to admit this might be a mediocre call, but I think I've detected a schedule of faux pas with you guys. If the Commanders make it to the Super Bowl, are you guys still going to give us refunds for those tickets to the show at Talio Theater, man?
Hold on. If the Commanders make it to the Super Bowl, would we refund the tickets? I'm not quite tracking.
Because I presume you guys will be on Radio Row. for 25 years and not having the Commanders be in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I wouldn't presume anything when it comes to, like, travel plans for our company.
No, that show is during Pro Bowl weekend.
Right.
We don't go – if whoever from the station goes to Radio Row, usually you don't go till later in the week.
Even if it's the Commanders.
I doubt we'd be there on Monday, but maybe we would.
Andre, have you already purchased your tickets for the live show?
I want to. I missed the last one. I really wanted to, and I thought, oh, my goodness, suppose the Commanders make it to the Super Bowl, or, you know, so if I got my dates screwed up.
Purchase the tickets.
Just buy your tickets. It's all good. The show, like today's show,
it will go
that
on.
Show is going to go on. You don't need to panic and worry about it.
We'll fly out on a Sunday. We'll be fine.
Yeah, just
we'll be there.
Go get your tickets, and you'll see us in a matter of weeks.
All right, man. Take it easy. Good show, by the way, man. Keep it up, man.
Thank you for listening, Andre. I mean, can you imagine the level of worry that's going through Andre's head that he's actually projecting us not being at the live show at the Tally Ho because of the Commanders' exploits in the playoffs? Like, just buy your tickets. We're going to be there. If we're advertising we're going to be there at the Tally Ho, we will be there for the live show.
Hey, speaking of callers, did you see... I went viral yesterday.
Well, Drab
went viral yesterday.
You guys did go viral. Drab did, but you were the man behind the camera. You were
we took video of Drab yelling at this caller.
At Vernon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Drab's proud of his screaming match that he had, but he had a lot of people on his side.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful that I haven't gotten to talking to from CK yet,
okay,
our program director, because I know he probably saw that and he was like, "What are you doing, Drab?" I'm sure he doesn't like to be yelling at the callers,
right? Well,
but
you know what? Sometimes
I told you guys,
yeah.
Well, I said I don't have a New Year's resolution, but then Mar hyped me up and said your resolution needs to be meaner to callers.
Right.
You need yes. to get in check.
You need to lash out more.
I need to lash out more.
I hear you.
We need to have a strict policy. And too many people are calling in. Here's the thing. And JP was ricked me yesterday when he goes, "Why not? We got nickname. You should be able to have a nickname when you call in."
Right.
We're not JP has zero radio instincts.
Right.
We're not here to build your brand.
Right.
Right. Like, if you call in and you become a character on the show, like Cowboy Todd and the Junkies give you a nickname,
right?
That's different than you calling in saying, "Hey, put me on the air. My name's Co from the Foe.
Yeah.
I got a take. You got to you blow you away or whatever." That's just not how it works.
I don't know what that means.
So want your NFC linebacker?
What is the Foe? What is the Foe?
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Micah Parsons.
What is the phone?
Fourth Ward.
T-shirt.
Okay. You want to be Co from the Four. I don't. Your name's. They said Cole on air, and you didn't respond because you wanted to be called your nickname. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So let me get this straight. It's Co from the Four. Stands for Fourth Ward.
I've been doing
DC.
This a long time. I've never heard. Maybe I'm an idiot. I've never heard anyone say. Brag about what word they're from.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, people
either.
Say call in and say Southeast all the time.
Yeah.
But no one ever says.
I'm from the third ward.
Where is I don't even know where the fourth ward is.
I couldn't tell you.
No idea.
No clue. I didn't know. If you gave me $1 billion to tell you how many wards there are,
I was going to say, I don't even know how many.
I mean, I would say 10, 12.
Sounds right to me.
How would I know? How would I know that number?
I have never heard anything above 8, but maybe
like,
there is.
Is that like. You're flexing because you know how many wards there are. Like, I've lived in Maryland my entire life. I don't know how many counties there are.
It like, sounds very Hunger Games-esque.
Right. Yeah, like, from, what were those
wards,
called? Were those called districts?
Yes.
Yeah. What district are you from?
Yeah, there's 8 wards.
I pay tribute to District 7. Whatever.
Like, well, people obviously like the neighborhood they grew up in. They're proud of that. But I just never heard of that. People saying, first of all, the Foe.
Yeah,
I mean, all right.
Hey, but you know
what? Anyways, my biggest pet peeve is people calling in and saying, "Hey, put me on the air." And I say, "Well, what's your name?"
Tequila.
Right.
The toothpick.
Right.
It drives me insane because you know what's going to happen is if the show was different, it would be fine. But Bickle is the guy who operates the phone usually.
Yeah.
And he's always going to make some weird commentary. I don't know how to pronounce this. It just distracts from the show.
Sure.
Yeah. Why is it toothpick?
Right.
Yeah, why is
we got bad teeth?
Also, just leave the nicknames to us. There are plenty of nicknames to go around in here already. We don't need 10 new nicknames from the callers. Just stick with your regular name.
If you're a great...
This is coming from a guy named Cakes, by the way.
The guy, remember the musician that always used to call us Blink?
Yes, I do remember.
And I go, I'm not putting Blink. No, that's my name. Everybody knows me as Blink. But on the radio show, nobody knows who you are. Your name's Aaron. I'm putting Aaron in D.C.
Right.
All right. If the guys like you and over time you become Blink, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm not putting Co from the foe.
I see.
I got caller ID right here. Your name's Vernon.
Understand. All right, I'm going to close out the junk sports page today. I have to get this story in. Washington Wizards big man Alex Czar claimed Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month honors for December. The NBA announced the French player posted 13.8 points, 6.3 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks in that stretch. Maybe the tear down and rebuild is starting to bear fruit. Alex Czar, Rookie of the Month. So that is a good sign.
Hey, there
for
is
those
a
of you who are into the tear down and the rebuild.
There is a big bet in the bet book for Alex Czar.
There
big
is?
Bet in terms of the show.
It has to be. I have to be a part of it, right?
No, you're not a part of it.
How did I not get in on this?
Alex Czar over 12.5 points per game. JP, yes. Bish, no. That's for $10.
That's a big one.
That's a big show bet.
That's 5x the normal standard junkies bet at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that there's a Czar bet and I wasn't the guy backing him.
You might have been out that day.
I must have been out. That had to be the case. All right, don't forget, later in the show today, John Feinstein will join us at 8. We'll talk Commanders with Scott Abraham coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junks. We'll be right back.